感谢主的恩典，让我们大家都能够很平安顺利的过了一个礼拜的生活。
Thanks to the grace of God, we have passed through a week safely.
今天是我们安息圣日。
Today is the Holy Sabbath day.
是神所特别祝福的日子。
It is a day that the Lord has blessed.
让我们今天能够在一起在神的会堂里头来敬拜神，来守安息。
And today we can gather here in His church to worship on the Sabbath day.
愿主耶稣能够祝福我们大家。
May our Lord Jesus bless everyone.
我们在聚会前先来看一段圣经。
Let us first read from the scriptures.
罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，第八章从二十六节一直到二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28.
这边保罗告诉我们，说我们的软弱有圣灵的帮助。
The Spirit intercedes for us and covers our weakness.
我们本来也不晓得应当怎样祷告。
We do not know what to pray, how we should pray.
只是圣灵呢，亲自用说不出来的叹息来替我们祷告。
But the Holy Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groans which cannot be uttered.
鉴察人心的呢，晓得圣灵的意思。
He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is.
那因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒来祈求。
Because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
我们晓得万事都互相效力。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
叫爱神的人能够得着益处。
For the good of those who love God.
就是按他旨意被造的人。
Those who are called according to his purpose.
保罗在这段圣经里头一方面也提醒我们人都是带着肉体的，是软弱的。
Paul reminds us that as human beings, we are in the flesh and we are weak.
但是很感谢神的，今天我们认识基督，接受主耶稣基督救恩的人。
However, today we have come to know and received the salvation of Jesus Christ.
应该能够照着主所应许的，能够领受到圣灵。
According to the Lord's promise, we can receive the Holy Spirit.
也借着圣灵的帮助让我们不仅在祷告当中在我们生活当中确实能够得到主的协助。
And the Holy Spirit helps us both in our prayers and in our daily lives.
主耶稣借着他所应许的，他升天之后，他真的降下圣灵来。
Sure enough, after our Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he poured out the Holy Spirit to the believers.
所以在使徒行传第二章那边主耶稣升天之后呢一个五旬节那圣灵降临。
According to Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.
当时聚集在耶路撒冷那边有很多他的门徒。
Many of the Lord's disciples gathered in Jerusalem.
他们领受了圣灵。
They all received the Holy Spirit.
说出各自听起来好像是各自 不同地方的方言。
They all spoke in tongues, which were understood as different languages.
有一次我曾经碰到有位外教会的一位牧师。
I once met a pastor from another church.
他说这个天国的话是那个圣灵所说出来的那些话呢，就是一种方言。
He commented that the words spoken, the tongues,during prayer are earthly languages.
没有错，事实上天国的话我们中文圣经里头把它翻成是方言，这是翻得相当不错的。
In the Chinese translation, speaking tongues is translated as foreign language.
各地不同住在各自不同的地方，他所说出的话确实有所不同。
Different countries and different places have different languages.
所以各个地方不同的话，我们一般通通都称为各地不同的方言。
And we call languages that are different from ours foreign languages.
那天国的话, 那当然也是一种方言。
And in that sense, the spiritual tongues or spiritual language can be considered a foreign language.
但绝对不是地面上任何地方的, 一种方言。
But this is a kind of foreign language that you cannot find on earth.
所以我们今天能够, 领受主所应许的, 这个圣灵。
Today we have received the promised Holy Spirit from God.
借着祷告舌头所跳动说出来的一种声音是很自然的一种现象。
And the Holy Spirit moves us to speak in a language that's from our tongues.
这绝对不是我们任何一个人 随意可以去把它专做出来的。
This is a work of God that human beings cannot imitate.
其实你要装假也可以, 但是一点意思都没有。
And even if you try to imitate speaking in tongues, it is completely meaningless.
所以我们今天领受圣灵说方言是一个很大的神迹。
Today, when we receive the Holy Spirit and pray in the spiritual tongue, that is a great miracle.
让我们确实能够明白神真的跟我们同在。
Through this miracle, we know that God is truly among us.
那在这边最后这边有谈到说 我们晓得万事都互相效力。
In this passage, we're told that all things work together
叫爱神的人能够得到益处,
for good to those who love God,
就是按他旨意被造的人,
to those who are called according to his purpose.
今天我们身为一个基督徒,
today, we are Christians.
事实上我们也是不断地在学习,
we continue to learn new lessons.
我们或许在我们生活上同样的也会遭遇到一些不如意的事。
In our lives, we will definitely encounter times of difficulty.
甚至发生很大的危机、危难、病痛。
We may meet with crisis or sickness.
但是这个说起来对我们来讲都是一方面也是一种考验,一方面也是一种学习。
But all these times of difficulties are a test of faith for us as well as an occasion for us to learn something new.
昨天晚上我在这边做见证。
Last night I shared my testimony with you.
在四年前, 那个时候, 身体是很壮的。
4 years ago, I used to be very strong.
但是, 在2年多前的时候呢, 动了2次大手术。
But about 2 years ago, I underwent two major surgeries.
一下子呢, 身体里头少掉了好几个器官。
And because of these surgeries, some of my organs were removed.
没有十二指肠,
I lost my duodenum.
没有胰脏,
I lost my pancreas.
没有脾脏,
I lost my gall, and I lost a portion of my stomach.
好几个器官, 结果动完手术之后,我一下子体重掉了20几公斤。
And after these surgeries, I lost 20-some kilograms.
知道的人,有人跟我开玩笑。
And people acquainted with me, joked with me.
说,洪传道,你 去哪里减肥啊?
They asked me, Pastor Hong, where did you go for your diet?
怎么那么有效,一下子 瘦了那么多。
Why was it so effective? You lost weight in no time.
其实那时候真的瘦得很难看, 我现在又恢复了, 差不多又上升了10公斤。
Actually, I looked much worse back then. Now I'm about 10 kilograms heavier than that time.
我当时跟他们讲说, 最好不要了。
I told them, you wouldn't want to go through this diet.
身体健康最要紧。
It's more important to be healthy.
他们笑说, 20几公斤, 要以我们台湾的那边的钱来说了一公斤，说至少大概要1-2万。
They tease me because in order to lose weight, it costs a lot of money to lose just one kilogram.
这样算就算2万块好了，20几公斤，这40几万，我们这边我们这边钱大概。 也要一万多了。
To lose that amount of weight, it would require about $10,000.
所以你一下子赚那么多。
So they teased me and said I've saved so much money.
其实当然不是故意去减肥。
Of course, I didn't go on a diet.
但是我不说真的，没有人晓得说我身体里头少了那么多器官。
If I didn't tell you, you wouldn't notice that I have lost quite a few organs.
尤其经过这两年多来，最早最初的那一年呢，身体是在非常的虚弱。
And the first year after my surgery, I felt extremely weak.
当时的体力根本就没有办法像这样子大声的说话。
At that time, I could not possibly speak to an audience the way I do now.
但感谢神呢，这次来到我们美国呢，已经两个礼拜。
But thank God, this time I have come to the States, and it's been 2 weeks.
虽然是度假，仍然还是很忙。
Even though I'm on vacation, I'm still quite busy.
但是一方面也感受到说，哇，感谢神的恩典，让我体力真的恢复了不少。
But I thank the Lord for helping me recover physically.
像昨天一整天在我们这附近这边旅游，然后晚上又赶着来这边聚会，一整天下来，还能够这样支持。 这可以说起来，在两年多前真的是不可能的事情。
Yesterday we went sightseeing for the whole day, and in the evening we came to church for service. This would have been impossible 2 years ago.
所以在那两年前那个时候发生这个事情之后，有很多弟兄姐妹大家也都很关心。
When I became sick 2 years ago, many brothers and sisters were very concerned for me.
因为那个网络的消息一发布出去之后，有很多弟兄姐妹一直不断的为我祷告。
When the news went out on the internet, many brothers and sisters started praying for me.
很感谢神，我们实在，我跟我太太真的很感谢大家，但也没有办法说一一的能到各处去向所有弟兄姐妹说一些感谢。
I'm very grateful to all the brothers and sisters, but I'm not able to go from church to church to say thank you to everyone.
所以记得在两年前的我们八月份的圣灵月刊上头，我跟我太太分别写了一篇见证的文章。
In an August issue of the Holy Spirit Monthly magazine, my wife and I each wrote an article about this testimony.
一方面跟大家能够分享主的恩典。
Through the articles, we shared the blessings of God.
另一方面也是向大家说一声感谢的话。
And we also used the opportunity to express our thanks.
就那篇文章出来之后,
After the articles were published,
过了没多久, 我收到一封信。
In a little while, I received a letter.
我们有一位信徒, 他也很关心, 写了一封信, 继续来安慰鼓励我。
A church member was very concerned for me, so he wrote a letter to comfort me.
最后他问我一句话,
towards the end of the letter, he asked me,
他说洪传道，假如说要让你重新选择的话, 你会不会选择开刀?
Pastor Hong, if you were given another chance, would you choose to undergo such a surgery?
其实这句话对我来讲一点 可以说，对我现在来说一点意义都没有。
But such a question to me at this time would not mean much.
因为在这两年过之后呢，我一直在想到说，其实对我来讲都一样，不管开刀不开刀，对我而言都通通都是一样。
Because looking back 2 years later, I realized that whether I underwent surgery wouldn't have made a difference.
因为我知道他问这句话的意思。
I understood the question, the meaning behind the question.
等于也是在说，我们不是常常在强调神的恩典、神迹奇事的神的这些奇妙作为吗？
Don't we usually emphasize the miraculous healings of God?
当然没有错。今天在我们真耶稣教会里头，你说要我们见证说所谓的神迹，真的是真的。 世说不完。
Sure enough, in the True Jesus Church, there are countless and in miracles of God's healing.
但是经过这次事件之后呢，这次两次大手术之后，更加让我体验到所谓神迹它更深入的意思是什么。
But after going through two major surgeries within 3 days, I had an even more profound understanding of what miracle means.
我们请看约翰福音的14章。
Please turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音14章的27节。
John chapter 14 verse 27.
在这里主耶稣他应许说他留下平安给我们。
Our Lord Jesus promised us that he would leave us his peace.
他说他将他的平安赐给我们。
He will give us his peace.
但是他所强调他说他所赐的不像世人所赐的。
And the peace he gives us is not as the world gives.
一般世人所谓的平安就是无事没有发生好像不会发生任何遇到任何困难。
The people of this world understand the word peace as meaning having no problems at all.
但主耶稣他在这里所应许的这个平安的意义是什么呢？
But what is the peace that our Lord Jesus promises us?
我们再看约翰福音16章的33节。
Let's please read John chapter 16, verse 33.
16章33节。
John chapter 16, verse 33.
所以我将这些事来告诉你们。
These things I've spoken to you.
是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
That in me you may have peace.
在世上你们有苦难。
In the world, you will have tribulation.
但你们可以放心, 我已经胜了世界。
But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
所以从主耶稣他所应许, 我们就可以了解到说, 我们不是, 我们身为一个基督徒, 不是不会遇到困难。
As believers, we are not immune to problems.
不是说不会遇到患难。
We are not immune to tribulations.
我们通常要是把它归纳起来, 有时候我们常常会想说，我们为什么会遇到一些患难？
Sometimes we wonder why we go through certain troubles or tribulations.
把它归纳起来，大概可以说两个很两大因素了。
Usually there are two main possibilities.
一个就是，假如我们不乖的话，好像做子女的。 不乖，你做父母亲的，为了他好，必然要管教他。
The first possibility is that we have done wrong before God, and God chastises us the way a parent chastises a child.
另外一种情形。
The second possibility.
不是说不乖。
It has nothing to do with.
不是说不听话。
Has nothing to do with our misconduct.
而是要让我们学习更能够长进的一些功课。
Rather, it is a way for God to help us grow spiritually.
就像好像我们一个人从小到大,
this is like how we grow from a child to
一直不断地,
an adult. And in the process, we continue to learn new things.
幼稚园所学习的功课,
what you learn in kindergarten,
绝对跟初级的学校或者高级的学校的程度绝对不一样。
It's definitely different from what you learn in grade school or in high school.
然后到大学的这个教育,
and then you go into college.
他这个学习的功课或许有一部分有点雷同，但是呢，他甚至学习的那种程度绝对是越来越高，越来越困难。
Even though the subject matters may be the same, but the degree of difficulty is definitely greater.
所以对我们今天一个基督徒而言,
so for us as Christians,
其实也是一样。
The same principle applies.
那我们从旧约圣经里头，我们也可以发现。
And we can find this principle in the Old Testament also.
当摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及过红海之后,
after Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt and got into and crossed the Red Sea,
一直不断的在经历一些神迹的一种体验。
The Israelites continuously experienced God's miracles.
为什么必须要经历这些神迹?
Why did God let them experience these miracles?
体验到神的这些作为，一方面就是让以色列百姓能够借着神迹很快的能够来认识神。
On the one hand, it was a way for God to teach the Israelites to know God.
因为以色列百姓在埃及地 实际上已经生活了四百年的时间。
The Israelites have been living in Egypt for about 400 years.
所以无形当中多多少少都受到一些埃及文化的影响。
So more or less, they have been accustomed to the Egyptian civilization.
所以神借的这些神迹，其实就是让这些以色列百姓呢，很快的能够认识他作为万有之主跟这些他的选民的这些关系。
So by manifesting to them his signs and miracles, God allowed the Israelites to come to know God very quickly.
但是我们会觉得很奇怪，为什么不直接就带他们进入这个迦南地，反而往南走到西南山去？
One thing that intrigues us is God could have led them directly into Canaan, but instead he brought them south towards Mount Sinai.
因为在西南山那边呢，他就在那里建立了会幕，设立了祭司的制度。
It was at the foot of Mount Sinai that God established the laws as well as the priesthood.
当然更重要的，他们领受了十条诫命。
They received the Ten Commandments.
这就是所谓的道理的栽培了。
And this was a way for God to teach them His truth.
今天我们一个信徒不能光只是靠着信仰的这种体验，而必须要再加以道理的更深入的一种追求来牧养。
Today, our faith must not remain only at the level of seeing miracles and signs from God, but we also need to grow in the truth of God.
这样才真正的更能够来认识神。
And that is a way for us to become a better, to gain a better knowledge of God.
这也是我们早期教会的神所给予我们早期信徒的一种牧养教育的方式。
And this was how God taught our early believers in the church.
但是我们发觉，经过了40年之后
，as we look at the history of the church after 40 years,
当摩西带领以色列百姓经过40年的旷野生活，到了约旦河东岸。
I'm sorry. Looking at the history of the Israelites, we see how Moses brought the Israelites finally to the east bank of Canaan.
还没有过约旦河之前
，the east bank of Jordan River.
为什么在约旦河东岸那边将过去的那些历史神所谓要给予他们的这些诫命重新对这些以色列百姓，其实这些以色列百姓已经是第二代的新生代的选民。
By this time, the Israelites have already reached a second generation, a new generation, and at that moment, Moses reiterated God's law to them.
因为四十年前呢，第一代选民已经在20岁以上的那些壮丁呢，已经在旷野当中只剩下约书亚跟加勒两个人。
Those who were 40 years or older of the first generation have already perished, except Joshua and Caleb.
那其剩下的当然就是一些做妈妈的这些长辈，还有就是当时二十岁以下的这些新生代。
Those who remained were the women and the children then who have now become adults.
那我们知道，过约旦河跟过红海，其实都是神很奇妙的作为。
As we know, both the crossing of Jordan and the crossing of the Red Sea were two great miracles and signs.
但对第一代选民来讲，过红海这个神迹是在领受十条诫命之前。
For the first generation, they crossed the Red Sea before they received the Ten Commandments.
就是刚刚我们所谈到的，就是先经历神迹的这些作为之后，然后再加上道理的栽培。
In other words, they first experienced God's miracles, and then they received the words of God.
但是对第二代选民来说呢？神教育的方式刚好颠倒。
But for the second generation, God reversed the order.
所以在生命记的范围，就是在约旦河东岸，神借着摩西知道他的工作即将完成，但是他再加以将神的这些所要求这些选民所必须要遵守这些诫命，也就等于这些道理呢，重新再说明出来。
So at the end of Moses' life, before they crossed the river Jordan, Moses reiterated the teachings and the laws from God.
所以对第二代选民的教育方式，就正好是以道理栽培在先有了道理的基础，自然他就有那个信心去 过那个约旦河去经历这神迹的这些作为。
So for the second generation, God first taught them with His words, and then that increased their faith, enabled them to experience the following miracle.
所以今天在我们真耶稣教会啊，过去的历史当中，我们同样还是会发现跟圣经里所记载的啊。这些经历过程完全也是一模一样。
Yeah, we can see how this coincides with the experience of the true Jesus Church members throughout the history of the church.
所以早期的信徒以神迹奇事来入门。
In the early days, the believers would usually come to know God first through miracles.
啊，有经历很多很多神迹奇事这些作为的啊这种体验。
That's why there were innumerable miracles and signs.
但是总必须要以道理的这个栽培这个根基能够稳固才是最重要的。
But eventually, they still needed to be rooted in the faith through the Word of God.
所以，假如没有道理的这个基础，势必他对主耶稣的认识还是早晚会模糊不清，还是会离开的。
So unless a person's faith is firmly founded on the Word of God, he will still eventually leave God.
但是对我们现在来讲，我们就好像当时的第二代新生代选民一样，我们必须先以宗教教义啦、道理这种基础、道理的栽培为主，然后自然有信心去体验神迹。
For us today who are of a latter generation, we first need to be brought up in the truth in the Word of God, such as going through religious education, and that enables us to have faith to experience miracles.
所以今天我们能够有这种认识，当我们遇到任何患难的时候，
Because of this understanding, when we encounter difficulties or tribulations,
我们自然会去体会、去学习说，到底主要是要让我们学习什么样的功课。
We'll be able to, when we encounter tribulations, we'll be able to ask and understand what lessons God wants us to learn.
当你学习了解能够学习这个功课之后呢，很自然的你就能够经历过能够领受到神再一次更大的恩典。
And once you go through this, once you have acquired a new lesson, you will receive even greater blessings from God.
所以我常常想到有一位弟兄，他常常提到他在信仰上的一些体验。
I always remember what a brother shares concerning his experience in faith.
他说我们基督徒所遇到的患难。
He was talking, he was sharing with us about his the troubles that Christians face.
往往是神另外一次恩典的开始。
He said that, well, whenever we face troubles, that is the beginning of another phase of God's grace.
我觉得相当有意思。
I found that to be very true.
当然他这个在信仰体验上他不断的经历，虽然经历很多很多患难，但是往往他能够明白他所学习的功课。
This brother did indeed undergo many trials in his life, yet he learned many new lessons from God.
神所要他学习的功课，他一旦明白，其实他没有什么可以害怕的。
And he had nothing to be afraid of as long as he was able to understand the lessons that God wanted to teach him.
所以我记得在两年前那个时候呢，我身体稍微恢复了一些，慢慢自己也在训练。还培养自己的体力。
After my surgeries, I began to recover a little, and I gradually rebuilt my strength.
因为我自己感受到说，一方面神的恩典绝对够我们用，但是我们自己也要尽一些本分。
I knew that God's grace was sufficient for me. At the same time, I also needed to do my best.
当你面对这些患难对我来说了，因为没有仪仗现在我出门一定都要带那个注射筒叫 insulin injection
Because my pancreas had been removed, I always have to bring injectors with me.
但早晚一定要打的，因为没有这个胰脏来分泌这胰岛素。
Because I did not have a pancreas, I needed these devices to help.
当然，一方面体会到说神的作为真的很奇妙。我们身体里头每一样器官都是神很奇妙伟大的 这些创造。
One thing I learned from the experience is that every organ in our body is a wonderful creation of God.
而往往也是因为我们自己没有节制，或许是让这些器官呢受到一些损害。
And oftentimes, because we are not, we do not take care of our bodies, we allow them to suffer and be affected.
所以我们真的要好好过一些节制的生活，珍惜神所赏赐给我们的一切。
That's why it's important to exercise self-control in our lives and cherish the things that God has given to us.
尤其我们在台湾那边，大家有些人很晚睡。
Many people go to bed very late.
所以我们常常开玩笑，到后来我也常常跟大家讲说，我们要早点睡，不要早一点睡。
早一点睡。
早一点睡就是过了十二点的那个一点再早一点。
Go to bed early, but not not early in the morning.
那个早点睡意思就是在十二点之前，最好十一点十点就应该休息了。
In other words, don't go to bed after midnight.
我们古时候的人说早睡早起。
You need to go to bed early and rise early.
但是我们现在是早一点睡，然后呢晚点起床。
But people nowadays go to bed early in the morning and get up late in the morning.
其实这个对生活，我们的生活的一个这个我们的身体来讲确实会失去平衡。
But actually, that makes your body go out of balance.
所以，但是一方面既然已经遇到了这些事情
，having undergone such sickness.
所以昨天晚上我也谈到说，我自己想说我不能被这些困难把我轻易把我击倒。
As I shared with you last night, I determined not to let these difficulties overwhelm me.
既然我们今天有神所有可以有所依靠。
Today we have God as our reliance.
我们一方面继续不断来学习神要给我们学习的功课。
And we also try our very best to learn the lessons that God wants us to learn.
那相信主耶稣他所赏赐的恩典也绝对够我们用。
So by doing so, we know that God's grace is always sufficient.
所以我这次出门不得不带那些注射筒现在有算起来比较方便，有注射笔这是一定要带的但是说起来真的也是很麻烦的事情。
This time when I travel, I had to bring all these equipment, such as the injectors. It's really a lot of hassle.
但感谢神。
But thanks to God's grace,
自己能够去适应它。
I try my very best to adjust to this lifestyle.
因为我们今天往往有一个很大的软弱，就当一旦遇到困难的时候，没有办法去适应它，结果往往被这些困难把我们击倒。
Today, one of our common weaknesses is that we are not able to overcome difficulties, and instead we're struck down by them.
其实今天我们真正认识神的人真的即使遇到患难，我们还是能够应付自如的。
But as believers, regardless of the harsh circumstances we meet, we should be able to handle them and embrace them.
好像我们昨天在腓立比书第四章那边保罗所说的他不管在什么状况之下，他都随时随在。
As we saw in Philippians last night, Paul encourages us that whatever circumstances he was in, he was able to overcome.
所以我记得在那一年就两年前那个时候动完大手术，经过差不多将近一年的时间。
About a year after my two major surgeries.
就跟我太太还有另外一位执事夫妇，我们两对夫妇呢，就一起到我们台湾东部去访问教会，这也是我过去曾经工作过的地方。
My wife and I, along with Deacon and his wife, visited the mountainous regions in Taiwan, the churches that I used to be a pastor.
然后绕过台湾的南部，整个台湾绕一圈是正好差不多1000公里了。
We visited all the churches along the coast of Taiwan and went south and came back up, and the whole trip was about 1,000 kilometers.
当我们到最南端的时候
，When we reached the southern tip of Taiwan,
我听到有一位姐妹，也过去也是我们神学院的一位讲员。
I met a sister who used to be one of the instructors in the seminary.
正好在我到他们那边的时候的那个礼拜一呢，她开刀了。
When we arrived,
她也动手术。
When we arrived on Monday, she happened to be undergoing surgery.
所以我就去看她。
So I visited her.
因为想说，既然到那个那么远的地方，来到那里，晓得她目前遭遇的事，当然我们应该去关心她。
I figure we have come so far, and she happens to be sick, so we should go and look for her.
到她那，在她当时还在医院里头。
She was hospitalized.
我们去看她的时候，她很高兴。
She was very joyful when she saw us.
因为她也知道我的情形。
She also knew about my condition.
所以说起来说同病相怜呢。
Because we were both sick, we had more compassion for each other.
其实也因为我们遭遇到同样事情啊，说出来话大概也比较能够了解，比较。
Because we have undergone similar sicknesses, we were able to relate to each other better and comfort each other more effectively.
Paul spoke
about God as a God who comforts.
那我们今天也借着我们所遭遇到的事情，神其实也是借着这个。
Likewise, when we encounter problems in our lives, it is an opportunity for us to be able to comfort others better.
我去看他的时候，我看他很乐观。
I saw the positive attitude that the sister had.
他才告诉我说，他礼拜一开刀，但前一天呢，他还到我们中南部有一个教会了。 去那边开一个讲习会。
Even the day before her surgery, she went to another church to conduct a seminar.
因为她在辅导方面相当有恩赐。
She was very gifted in counseling.
所以她在我们教会那个讲习会当中，对我们所有弟兄姐妹这样说：说明天我要开刀。
During the seminar, she told everybody, "I'm going to go through surgery tomorrow."
所以明天之后。 我到底会怎么样？我不晓得，但是请你们帮助我祷告。I
don't know what will happen to me after tomorrow, but please do pray for me.
因为他也晓得说，人总是有软弱的。She
knew how weak human beings are.
但是我们那天去看他，已经经过三四天了，他复原的很快，也真的很乐观。
When we visited her, it's been a few days after the surgery, and she was recovering quite well, and she had a very positive attitude.
教会的很多弟兄姐妹，还有她有一些不是教会里头的一些亲戚朋友呢，也很多人去看她。
Besides the brothers and sisters in church, many of her friends and relatives also visited her.
她告诉我说，她的那些朋友跟她讲说，我看哦，我们看你哦，她一点都不怕死。
She mentioned to us that her friends and relatives would say to her, you don't seem to be afraid of death.
只是呢，你还舍不得死。
But you're not quite willing to die yet.
因为他也是一个相当有责任感的人。This
sister is a very responsible person.
他当然不怕死，因为我们真的认识主。
She's not afraid to die because as Christians, we know that if we leave this world, we will be with the Lord.
真正明白这个生命意义的人，我们可以了解到，像昨天我们也谈到，《腓立比书》第一章那边，保罗谈到说，那个回去是好的无比。As
we know, according to Philippians, it is better by far to be away from the body and to be present with the Lord.
但是人总是还是多多少少有一些亲情，有一些软弱。
But as human beings, we still have emotional attachments to the people around us.
因为他真的相当有责任感。
And this sister was a very responsible person.
她还告诉我。
She told me.
她说她留给她的女儿有3000万。
She left about $1 million for her daughter.
我在想说，你怎么那么有钱？
I was quite surprised by her the amount of money she had.
3000万差不多我们这边 大概三百万。
一百多万，
差一百多万。
It's about, she left about $1 million for a daughter.
想说你当老师，哪有机会赚那么多钱？
Because she was just a school teacher, so I was very surprised that she had so much money.
原来啊，她也很喜欢开玩笑。她告诉我说，她留给她女儿第一个千万，就是不要离开主。
啊，
这是我们中文的一些啊一个谐音呐、啊、哈。
Actually, she was half joking because she was speaking only figuratively. She said a third of the money was to teach her daughter not to ever leave the Lord.
我们台湾话啊，要听得懂的，千万不能离开主啊，第一千万不要离开主啊。这个大家不太好换啊。啊，然后第二个千万。千万要照顾好你爸、你阿妈跟你公、你爸爸。
And the second instruction was to never leave her grandparents and to take care of her father.
啊，所以第三千万呢、啊，啊，就是要好好照顾你自己。
And lastly, the daughter must take care of herself.
这等于好像在交代遗言呢、啊，但是他把它当作好像开玩笑一样。
So even though she was leaving her will, she did it in a very lighthearted manner.
事实上他，真的，我们要了解到这个生命意义的人，真的应该是不怕死的。
Of course, if we know the true meaning of life, we will not be afraid to die.
所以我才想到说，刚刚我谈到说，那个信徒写给我的问我的那一句话。
And going back to what that member asked me in his letter.
说，假如让你重新选择的话，你会不会选择不开刀
？If you were to choose again, would you choose to undergo surgery？
我是没有回答他了。
I didn't respond to that question.
因为我想这个回答这个实在说起来没有多大意义了。
I figured it was pointless to try to answer that.
因为事实是我今天已经开刀了。
Because the fact is, I did undergo surgery.
但开刀不开刀，其实结果都一样。
But to me, the result would have been the same whether I underwent surgery.
我们不开刀啊，就是我们所谓的说哦，我们决心祷告求神啊的能力作为。
Perhaps I could have refused surgery and relied on God.
显示他能力做，就是让我们继续活下去嘛。
And let God manifest His power and allow me to live.
这是一条路啊，不然的话就是回去嘛。
Otherwise, I would have just gone straight to heaven.
所以只有两条路而已啊。
I only had these two choices.
那我现在开刀了。
But I did undergo surgery.
结果也是同样两条路了。
There are still only two options.
你开刀要不成功的话，也是回去啊。
If you undergo surgery and the surgery fails, you will go back to heaven.
但是主耶稣既然说你还再继续留下来啊，我们现在只好再留下来啊。
But God determined that I should still remain on earth, and I did.
所以其实说起来，真的对我来讲，都开不开刀，对我现在来讲，真的一点意义都没有。
So regardless of whether I underwent surgery, my two paths were just the same.
但是最主要差别要在哪里？
But what is the main and critical difference?
既然我们要晓得说，主要是要让我们活下去，就要活得有意义、有价值。
It is this: if God wants us to live on, we should live a meaningful and valuable life.
所以昨天晚上也谈到在腓立比书第一章二十一节以后那边。保罗他谈到说，一方面他造就自己。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 21, Paul says that he lives in order to first of all edify himself.
另一方面也因为我们活着，能造就我们身边所有的人。
And secondly, he lived in order to edify those around him.
今天在我们家庭里头就是这样子，因为我们活着，让我们家的人因着我活着而让他们得到很大的快乐。
This is how it should be in our families. Well, because we are alive, we should be able to bring goodness to our loved ones.
不是说因着我活着而闹得 一个家庭里头，因为我们活着而鸡犬不宁。
We should not bring misery to our family.
一点快乐都没有。
And unhappiness.
这样活着对家里人来讲，一点意义都没有。
Because if we do, our existence would be rather meaningless.
今天在我们教会里头，也因着我活着，而让我们这个教会里头大弟兄姐妹，大家都能够和睦相处，相处得很愉快，过着很活泼的一起来共同来服侍主的生活。
And in the church, it is the same way. Because of us, we should bring happy, joy and peace to those around us.
假如说今天因为我们活着，不能使我们教会的弟兄姐妹得到造就，那我们这个活着真的是白活了。However,
if we cannot bring any benefit to the church at all, then our existence here is really pointless.
活得没有意义，活得没有价值。Our
lives would be meaningless and valueless.
同样的，今天在我们外头、我们的公司、我们的学校，任何你所处的环境当中，都因为我们活着，能够让我们体会到主耶稣基督他的恩典，他的荣光在我们身上能够显明出来。Whether
it is on our jobs or in our schools, we need to be able to live so that God's glory can shine through us.
也就是所谓的位置能够发光。
This is what it means to shine for the Lord.
就像主耶稣说，提醒我们，勉励我们的，要做盐做光。
As our Lord Jesus has taught us, we need to be the light of this world and the salt of the earth.
让我们这个生活真的能够，我们的生活圈子里头，因着我们活着，能够让大家得到很大的造就。
And because of us, the people around us will be greatly benefited.
那一方面也因为经历了，在三天里头经历了两次大手术，等于也是，好像走过死荫幽谷一样。
The two major surgeries I underwent in 3 days was like going through the shadow of the valley of death.
前不久，曾经来到我们这边工作过的田传道。
Pastor Tian, who had also visited Pacifica Church.
差不多一个月前，他告诉我。
He told me about a month ago.
当遇到我的时候，他告诉我说，每次看到你，真的就是看到神的恩典。Every
time I see you, he said, I see God's grace.
因为，我在那个时候在医院当中还没有度过那个危险期的时候呢，正好那前几天呢，他跟几位传道曾经去探望过我。
This is because he and along with some other some fellow workers visited me when I was still in the hospital under critical condition.
在那个医院里头服务的那位弟兄那位医生呢，也坦白告诉他们说，情形不太乐观。And
the brother who was a doctor at that hospital told them that my situation did not look good at all.
所以我自己也晓得。
I know that myself.
因为在那种状况之下,
I was in such a harsh situation.
真的确实是非常的难受。
It was a very difficult to endure.
但是很感谢神的。
But thanks to the grace of God.
就是在那前后49天当中, 昨天晚上我曾经见证到稍微提到有两件事情，其实还不止，但发生了，可以说是呢，发生了几件事情，对我来讲，我觉得相当有意义。
During my 49-day stay in the hospital, several things happened to me that I felt were extremely meaningful.
也让我更加有把握说，相信主的恩典真的绝对够有用，让我更有力量，有把握更能够继续活下去。And
through these encounters at the hospital, I became all the more confident that the Lord wanted me to live on.
所以昨天提到说有一对夫妇因为 跟我同病房，结果后来感谢神，他们，因着我们的见证，他能够受洗归入主的名下。Last
night I shared with you how one of the patient in the same room as me and his wife came to the Lord because by God's guidance.
另外我有提到说，有一对夫妇，他的女儿已经到癌症的这个末期了。
And I also met a couple's daughter who had already reached the terminal stage of her cancer.
所以当时这位弟兄皱巴巴地问我说，我女儿她曾经来教会慕道，但是还没有接受洗礼。
The father asked me, my daughter had visited, had searched for the truth in the church, but she has not yet been baptized.
他知道他医生也告诉他说，这女儿大概这两天之内，两三天的事情而已。
And the doctor had already told him that his daughter would probably go within 3 days.
所以他说，假如他女儿一旦离世的话，教会是不能为他举办追思礼拜。
So he asked me, would the church be able to hold a funeral service for her should she leave in those 2 days?
我告诉他说，你放心。
I told him, rest assured.
这个追思礼拜其实是为着安慰还活着的人而举办的。
The purpose of a funeral service or memorial service is really to remind those who are still alive.
一方面借着机会，让我们去思想有关人生的结局。
Because through such a service, we are reminded of the end of life.
当然也一方面借着这追思礼拜当中，能够来思想我们所亲爱这个我们亲人他过去种种的一些值得我们纪念的事。
Of course, it is also for us to remember all the things that all the good memories that this person has left behind.
所以当时我跟他讲，我告诉他说，你现在应该祷告。 虽然在我们人看起来好像不可能的，但是你要求神给你女儿有机会接受洗礼。
I told the father, even though it seems impossible, you should pray and ask the Lord to give her enough time so that she can be baptized.
让她的罪能够得到赦免。This
is so that her sins may be forgiven.
所以感谢神，那一天呢，我昨天也谈到说，这个当爸爸还有妈妈本来都还没有得到赦免，结果在那一天。 他同时，同一天得到圣灵。
And it happened so that both parents, both the father and the mother, who are still praying for the Holy Spirit, received the Holy Spirit on the same day.
那我记得那是应该是我开刀前的一天。
That was, if I remember correctly, was the day before my surgery.
经过几天之后，到十五号，我是八号跟十号两次开刀。 到十五号，我是当时还非常痛苦的时候。
My surgery happened on the 8th and 10th of the month, and when it was the 15th, I still was under a lot of pain.
那天早上，他女儿已经昏迷不醒。On
the day of, on the 15th morning, the daughter had become unconscious.
在我们那边附近教会，大家也都很关心。有一个教会的传道，我们教会的传道去。 看他说握着他的手，告诉他说：“我相信你听得见。”And
brothers and sisters from the church visited her, and the pastor held her hand and said, "I know you can hear me."
你假如愿意接受洗礼，你用手稍微用力捏一下。If
you are willing to receive baptism, just squeeze my hand.
就很感谢神，这传道一讲完这句话之后，他眼睛睁开来了。
And miraculously, as soon as the pastor said those words, she opened her eyes.
在他的亲人面前说出，我要接受洗礼。And
she said very clearly, right in front of the family's eyes, I want to be baptized.
所以那一天，教会马上为他举行特别施洗。And
that very day, the church baptized her.
当然，我们教会我们知道，我们都是到大水里头、溪流、海里头去接受这个。
In the True Jesus Church, we go to the natural source of water, such as ocean or rivers, to be baptized. So the church baptized her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of her sins.
感谢神啊，让一切事情都很顺利。
Thank God, everything went very smooth.
虽然那个医院里头那些护士的觉得很奇怪，你们为什么会要到外头去接受洗礼？
The nurses at the hospital couldn't understand why she had to be baptized that way.
但是我们知道，这是跟我们生命绝对有关系的最要紧的基本的一些道理。
But we understand how
基本救恩的道理。
How critical and necessary baptism is to our salvation.
我们感谢。 真的很感谢我们的前辈，圣灵感动他们，让他们能够明白圣经里头这个绝对的 救恩的这个真理。
Through the teachings of the Holy Spirit to our early generations, we have come to understand the important truths of salvation.
啊，圣灵施洗回来之后
，After she was baptized，
啊，然后经过又啊安顿好了，差不多啊再经过半个小时，在大家唱诗祷告声音当中，主耶稣接她回去。
She came back to the hospital, and after everything was put in order, in about two or three hours, the Lord took her home.
那传道啦，弟兄姐妹他们来告诉啊，一切都完成之后，他来告诉我这个消息。
And after everything was completed, they came to my room and told me the news.
那天我真的啊，肉体是非常痛苦。
Physically, I was experiencing great pain.
但是心里头真的受到很大的感动。
But my heart was deeply moved.
我真的很感谢神。
I thank the Lord very much.
让我也有机会能够参与拯救这条灵魂的工作。
That He allowed me to take part in the salvation of this girl.
也感谢神能够接纳这位姐妹。啊，他这个灵魂等于好像搭上了他人生最后最末的一班车。
And I thank God that He allowed her to catch the last train to heaven, and saved her the very last moment of her life.
所以我明白。
So I knew.
今天我虽然在这边受苦
，I knew that even though I was suffering.
当时我真的我已经明白。
I knew that very well.
我说今天啊。主要是让我来到这地方，虽然我对我来讲是遇到一些考验啊，也是必须要学习一些功课，但是我知道啊，来这里至少主要是还跟我同工。
I knew that God had His lessons for me, but at the same time, He was there with me and worked with me.
也拯救了几条灵魂。
And through that experience, a few souls were saved.
也让他们能够啊。领受主的应许，领受圣灵啊，这个应许。
And these people also received the promised Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我当时真的，我跟主耶稣说，假如这是主的旨意，我愿意。啊，我真的我愿意啊，接受这个过程。
And I said to the Lord, this is your will. Therefore, I'm willing to go through these trials.
啊，所以虽然在那几天当中，对我自己来讲，真的是一种考验。
Those few days were very a great trial for me.
但是对我现在来讲，这经过两年多的时间，啊，越来越珍惜每一天啊的这个机会。
But from that experience, I learned to cherish every day that I live.
因为每一天真的确确实实，真的很啊，确实去感受到每一天都是神的恩典。
Because I've learned to understand.That every day is indeed the blessing of God.
所以也愿主说，让我们能够珍惜我们每一天。
May the Lord help us so that we can cherish every day of our lives.
也真正能够享受啊，神所赏赐给我们每一天的这种恩典。
And may the Lord help us so that we can truly enjoy the every day that He gives us.